customer support. My name is Joseph.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Yes, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor.
How can
I help you today?
Yes, I was talking with Jayla. I talked to Donna earlier. I talked to my company. My card company, who called me to contact me that these charges were being made to my credit card. They asked me to call you to reverse them. I never received the product. I did go on the internet and agree to try a trial with you of a product. I never got them, but subsequent, they called me because they felt like it was fraudulent activity on my account. So I called them. They asked me to call you to reverse them. I never agreed to. I was going to try your product, but there was nothing in that marketing that I saw that said I had to call you back to cancel this trial. I spoke with Donna and Jayla. Donna did put something in to stop the charge. But when I was talking to my company, I wasn't even aware that you had charged me $90-some dollars the first time and 2-3 days later charging me something else. I am calling you to ask you to reverse those charges. I never received anything. I am a senior citizen, and your marketing, and that probably has nothing to do with you, but I wouldn't believe that your company would do that based on your marketing, and which I've never received, and I do not want your product. I never agreed. I can't afford that. I just say, I'll try it, and I never received anything. So I'm calling you, and your name is what, sir?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor.
Joseph, ask you to reverse both of those charges.
I will be more than happy to assist you. I just need to first locate the account, ma'am. Can I please have the zip code?
90056.
Can I please have the first and last name on the account you're calling in about?
The first name is Donna. The last name is McReynolds. McReynolds.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And may I please have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about today, ma'am?
It's 5005 Allegheny Court, Los Angeles, California, 90056.
Okay. Thank you for that, ma'am. So I have gone ahead and located an account with that information today. So I do see it looks like there was initially an order for a trial period place for the eye serum and face cream. Did you actually place that order for the trial, ma'am, for the 670 and the 745, ma'am?
Which is for $6 and something and $7. I agree to that that amount for the shipping. I did agree to that when I saw that. That's okay. I will try that. So
that was initially a 14-day trial period.
But see, who would ever know? That I didn't read that. It was not part of the marketing and advertising. So it was a free 14-day that you had to call you back. There was nothing in that. I'm just looking at my internet on my phone and saw that. I said, okay, I will try it. But there was nothing to say you had to call back. And I wasn't aware that the charge was on my I had agreed to the 13 and 7, but I had never agreed to a $90 product. And apparently you charged that because it was like back-to-back. And they called me yesterday to tell me those charges was on my card. And I said, and then they told me I need to get in touch with you to reverse that. And when talking to Donna or whoever, I'm saying, I don't have that product, and I don't want it because I never would agree to pay $90-some dollars for something, for that.
So
can't afford the product. Okay.
Initially, what you placed the order for was a trial period for the eye serum and face cream for 14 days. Uh-huh. After the 14-day trial ended, if you didn't call back to cancel, you were going to be billed the full retail price of that trial for that meal.
Okay.
Now, I do show that
I understand
the trial
what
was
you're
delivered
saying.
To your address. That's
fun.
I do show that the trial has been delivered to your address, ma'am. Did you receive
the... And I'm telling you, I don't have the trial. I do not want it. I wasn't aware that I needed to call back to tell you anything. I really wasn't. So that might be some my ignorance, but that was not part of what I read, that if you don't call back, you'll be charged for the product. That is not, maybe I didn't understand what a trial meant. But to me, I thought I had to actually order the product. And I didn't.
I do apologize, ma'am.
Okay.
I do apologize for any misunderstanding with those terms and conditions. I completely understand, and I do apologize. It was provided, though, in the terms and conditions to process the trial. But what I'm going to go ahead and do for you today is I'm going to go ahead and apply a 35% courtesy refund back to the account for the most recent charges for you. So that would be on
what do you
the
mean
35?
But what? I'm sorry. What are you saying?
That will be a 35% refund I can go ahead and do for you today as a courtesy back to the account for the 91.89.
Which? Okay, for the you put two charges on my account.
The 92.90 was declined. We did not receive payment for that.
Okay, because they called me and asked me about that. So you're telling me
declined.
For the $91, you're going to, for the first one was how much?
The $92.90
mm-hmm.
for the face cream, that one was declined. We never received payment for that. This would be
okay.
on the most recent charge that went
okay.
through, which was the $91.89. I can go ahead and apply a 35% refund for that one.
Sir, if I don't want the product or didn't get the product, why wouldn't you just reverse that? If
it
comes or whatever, I need.
I'm showing it was delivered, ma'am, but I do apologize. What I can go ahead and do is apply my manager's discount to that to bring that refund up to a 50% refund for you today.
Well, let me ask you this. Give me your name again. I hate
my name is Joseph, ma'am.
Okay, Joseph. Joseph.
Yes, ma'am.
I do not want your product. I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it? I mean, do you guys have to go to that extent of just what if it comes, you can have it come back or whatever? I'll check with whoever's supposed to deliver. Who delivered it?
I'm showing it was delivered, ma'am, through United States Postal Service. I can provide you with the tracking number.
Okay, so if I'm telling you I didn't get it. So now what do we do? I have to dispute with I'm telling you the company that sent it that the Postal Service didn't deliver it to my house. I don't have your product. I'm just asking you to reverse the whole thing. I cannot afford that product. I don't want it. And I would think that you would not have to use those marketing tactics to force me to pay for something I don't have. You know what the situation with the post office has been. I don't know where the product went. I didn't sign for no product. I have not agreed.
I'm sure they were saying it was delivered to the mailbox.
But that's not the point,
to the address on file. I can always provide you with the tracking number.
No,
for that
you need to make sure your product is delivered if you want to charge it to me.
Ma'am, it's showing it's delivered in their system.
But that's not good enough.
Okay, ma'am,
I didn't sign for no product. I didn't get it, Joseph.
Well, I do apologize, ma'am, as it states in the terms and conditions, if you didn't receive it within the 3 to 5 business days to give us a call back so we can see what's going on. But I completely understand, ma'am, and I do apologize. So what I can go ahead and do for you today, ma'am, is I can go ahead and issue a 75% refund for you back to the account, ma'am. And I'll be more than happy to provide you with the tracking number so you can reach out to your local post office and see what's going on with that package.
But, sir,
again, it shows it was delivered.
All right, Joseph.
System, and it's showing
I appreciate that. But I need you to go. I'm sure my one customer to you for you, for your brand, for your customer service, for whatever your product is, don't need to take advantage of me when I'm telling you I don't have it, I didn't get it, and I got to do the work to try to find out where it is. I was wanting to try it, but mm-hmm. I can't try it because I don't have it. And I asking you, I don't know how far I have to go with this. You are taking advantage of me. That is not right. For you and your brand and your service, you need to reverse that 100%. I don't have $90 to pay you.
I do apologize.
I don't have $81 to pay you, Joseph.
I do apologize, ma'am.
I'm a senior citizen with a fixed pot of thought. Maybe I would try that. But you're mm-hmm. telling me I got to figure out where the product is. I got to agree to pay you some money for something I don't have when my intent was only to try your product because they said a free trial. I paid for the postage, okay? That's fine. But I am not, shouldn't be. I don't know what level I have to take this up to. When you could just reverse that, if you are a company, respectable company, you wouldn't expect for me to pay for something that I never got. You know, I'm just telling you what happened. I don't want your product, and even if it come, I would send it back. I don't want the product, okay?
I understand what you're saying, ma'am, and I do apologize. Again, I do apologize about you misunderstanding with those terms and conditions, but for you to even be able to process the trial period, you would have had to agree to those terms and conditions. But what I'm going to go ahead and do for you today is issue a full refund for that $91.89 that did go through, ma'am. Now, the $92.90 was declined. We never received payment for that. I'm going to go ahead and issue a full refund for the $91.89 though for you today.
Okay,
and I'll go ahead and provide you with the tracking number as well so you can call and reach out to your local post office and track what happened with that product.
Well,
I'm showing it was delivered at the mailbox, ma'am.
It was
March
not.
19th at 7:34. That's what they're showing in their system, ma'am.
Well, you know what the situation with the post office. I appreciate it, Joseph. If you just reverse it, I don't want the product. I'm not going to be tracking it. If it comes, I will send it back. I would not keep your product. I would not ever want to even deal with the company that
they don't take product back to the warehouse, ma'am.
Oh, you don't?
It is yours to keep, ma'am.
Well, okay, but all right.
For me to be able to issue the refund, I just need to verify, is there currently an active dispute with your bank for these charges, ma'am?
I haven't. They told me to call you.
Okay.
Because they did stop that second one, but they said the first one had already been sent to my account, and you need to reverse that.
I just need to verify that. Thank you for that. Bear with me while I work on getting your refund issued back to your account, ma'am.
Okay, now what do I need from you to know that you've done that, Joseph? Do I need to call back? I just need
Bear
to wait.
Bear with me. Please stay on the line while I go ahead and
okay,
get the refund
All
issue.
Right, then.
I'll have a refund confirmation number shortly, ma'am.
Okay, then. Thank you, Joseph.
Okay, ma'am, so I've gone ahead and issued the refund.
Okay.
In full back to the account for the $91.89. That refund will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
I have a refund confirmation number whenever you're ready, ma'am.
I'm ready.
614-23-9710.
9710. Okay, let me repeat this back to you.
Okay.
Okay, I have, I can't read my writing. It is, what is it, 6-1, wait a minute, repeat that again. Is it 1-2-3 or 6-1-2-3?
Okay, it's going to be 6-1-4-2.
Wait a minute, my pen is messing up, Joseph. It's just not a good day for me. 6-1-4?
2-2.
3-3.
9-9. 7-1-1-0.
Okay, 6-1-4-2-3-9-7-1-1-0. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, then. Thank you so much, Joshua. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Customer support me, and you have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you.
Would you,
you
like
too.
The tracking number?
Yeah, well, I don't need to track the product. I will, just because if they didn't do what they said, I'll write that down. But I'm not, I can't spend no more time with this. I'm so upset. Okay, what is it?
Okay, it's going to be 9400.
9-5. Okay.
2-5-3.
2. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. I'll see when I feel better. Right now, I am so.
You can always
so...
track that online. Enter that in
okay.
And track it online through United States Postal Service.
Uh-huh.
And then you can always go ahead and call them in if you don't want to track it online. And they would be able to provide you with where
okay,
that's
thank
at.
You. I am so disappointed with this whole thing, Joseph. I'm too.
Well, yeah, I do
too
apologize, ma'am. Again, it was showing in our system that it was delivered, ma'am. If it
okay,
wasn't
but
delivered
it was,
as it states in the terms and conditions, we ask
uh-huh.
the customer calls us back if they didn't receive it within 3 to 5
oh,
business
yeah,
days.
See, I never,
so we can
I never.
Get it corrected for them.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I just appreciate, refunding my money. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank
bye-bye.
You for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.